AJ Fredrickson sitting down alongside head coach of the SCSU women's hockey team, Eric Rude. And coach, you guys had a pretty good weekend against a pretty good squad. You had a tie on Friday night, a tie on Saturday against the number six team at the time, Ohio State. What's your opinion on the weekend and just the outcome of it?
Well, I'll go a step further. It was a great weekend. We played really well all weekend long. And for us, I mean, a couple ties, you'll take that any time on the road. I mean, any time, especially, you know, a team that's been in the top five all year long. And we're a team that's continually looking to get better and improve and find some benchmarks to see where we're at. And it was a great weekend. I mean, Friday night, we really played well. We track our quality chances, and we had 16, you know, good grade A chances, and they only had 10. And we scored a goal with 2 minutes and 33 seconds to go that from where I was standing certainly looked like it should have counted, and it was obviously disappointing not to have that go our way. But I thought we played really well, and then Saturday we ran out of gas a little bit, and Emma was there to really pick it up. She obviously played outstanding and had a great game for us and helped us out through some stretches. We competed very hard, but we were a little out of gas. We were a little run down from that effort the night before to try to come home with a victory. So Emma stood tall in there on Saturday.
Yeah, 41 save shutout for Emma Polozny in net. Do you mind just going a little bit further and deep on just how she's been playing recently?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, two shutouts in a row is about as good as you can possibly get. So, it's nice to see her hard work pay off. And she started the year strong and has played, I would say, very consistent throughout the year. And to see her get rewarded here with a couple shutouts in a row, certainly was well deserved. She works hard every single day and has earned a chance to fit in our lineup and we're certainly happy with the way she's playing and that's a heck of a streak for a freshman to go through and we're certainly very proud of her.
Heading into the weekend, another tough competition, currently ranked number one in the nation, Wisconsin, going to be coming to town. Are you preparing anything different, or are you going to treat them like any other team? And then with that momentum from last week, picking up two big ties against Ohio State, does that momentum carry over to this weekend?
I think it does. I think it does, confidence-wise. You know, I mean, when we had a stretch there in the middle of this first half where we didn't win for a couple weeks, and the biggest thing you worry about is your confidence. You know, we knew as a staff we were getting better through those stretches, but when you don't get rewarded with points on the board, it's tough to keep going back to the well. So, you know, the nice thing in the last few weeks, we were able to score some goals and get some points in the standings, and now that should lead into a more confident team going into this weekend. Now, you know, Wisconsin is clearly the best team in the country all year. They have been, and we'll have our hands, we'll have our work cut out for us. But I think we're excited for the challenge. This great time, great way to end the first half of the regular season with playing the best team in the country as a benchmark to see what you need to do in the second half in order to continue to improve.
And then after this series, you guys don't play until January. So does it bring any more weight to the series this weekend? Are they must-win games, or is it just we're just looking to close out the first half of the year?
We don't ever have must-win games in the regular season. They're just building blocks, and you try to get better each time. I mean, you go out, your intention is to win every single game anyway, so it's not like it changes your focus when you're going into these games. I mean, obviously it would be nice to end on a high note and get a win this weekend, but it's not going to change the way we do things after the break.
And then holiday break coming up. It's a break. These are student athletes, so they're going to go home, rest up, relax, see their families. But is there any plan in place to make sure you guys don't miss any steps come the second half of the season?
Yeah, we have some workouts that we send them home with, and a lot of the girls will naturally get on the ice with their old high school team or midget team or what have you. Some of them won't have ice available, and that's fine. And, you know, as long as they stick to their workout plan. And the nice thing is it's a good 2-week break. that lets your muscles kind of recuperate a little bit. It's a, you know, hockey's not, skating, I should say, is not a natural motion for your body. So it's good to take a little break and get away from it for a little bit, as long as you continue with your fitness routine. I think we saw it having a little mini break over Thanksgiving. We came back and have played real well. And now, it'll be nice to have that good mental break, especially with 9 freshmen, going home for Christmas for the first time after, during their freshman year. It's just a nice mental break to get out of here for a little bit and then come back recharged and ready to roll when the second half starts.
All right, Coach, best of luck to you and your team this weekend. That was head coach Eric Rude of the SCSU women's hockey team here on KVSC Sports.